Rafa, the fixtures are out. I'm sure it's a day that you've been waiting for. What's your reaction to what you've found out this morning?
I have to say the opposite. So, to be fair, I am not really worried about the fixtures because you cannot change anything. So you cannot change the first team or the other. So then we will analyze, we will see. But anyway, I was just waiting because I couldn't do anything. And then they told me, listen, you will play against Fulham on Friday. Yeah. Fine. So it will be difficult. Yes, all the games in the Championship will be difficult. But at the end, it depends more on us, what we can do, what we want to do, and how can we progress now in the transfer market and changing things around. And have to be ready for the first game, for sure.
So you're not a manager that looks at fixtures and says, that's going to be difficult in September, or that's going to be difficult in November?
No. My experience playing two games a week, Champions League or Europa League or with the Cups, then you cannot be worried about, oh, this one, because maybe you are preparing a game, like the most important game of the season, and you have three injuries. Mm-hmm. Then you have to change your game plan. So what I do is trying to analyze, obviously, the features and then see where we can put more training sessions or days off or something and start working and trying to concentrate more on our team, what we can do, what we want to do, how we want to play, what we want to improve. And after, we will see the other teams, but the main thing is our team.
Having said that, very early on, you have Brighton, Derby, Queen's Park Rangers, Wolverhampton, Aston Villa and Norwich in a block of six fixtures. That will give you an early idea, maybe, of how well-equipped you are to deal with the Champions.
Yeah, I said that all the games will be difficult, but you will start. The main thing is, when you do the precision, you prepare the games, an easy game, and after a more difficult, and at the end another that maybe can be a test, but it doesn't matter. It's like penalties. You can be practicing penalties, and after you go to the final, and then you are so scared that you give the ball away. So in this case, it's the same. You can be ready, but after you have to test your team against these teams. They are difficult teams for sure, and they will be difficult stadiums, but we have to trust ourselves. So the main thing is to be sure that we are strong enough, go there and try to do well from the first game. Everybody will be expecting, oh, Newcastle has to win. We will see what happens, but we have to be ready. That is the main thing. And we don't fear, or we are not worried about anyone. It's just about ourselves. If we can be very, very strong and then approach every game trying to win. That's it. Simple.
You mentioned it there. You're very relaxed. But around the country, everybody else will be looking at the fixtures. That's when we play Newcastle. That's when we have the big one.
Yeah, but fortunately. You say fortunately, no? It's English. I have some experience in these things when I was training Real Madrid or Inter or Chelsea or Liverpool. So normally, say, oh, this is the game. We have to beat them. We have to beat them. So that is good. You know that I was talking with some players during the summer now about the future. I said, the teams, they will be deep, waiting with. We will see each game, but we have to be sure that we have a game plan just in case they play deep. That will be different. We saw Spain with problems against Croatia. So, oh, fantastic, yeah, but they were behind the ball and after one counter-attack and they won the game. So we have to be prepared for these things that sometimes will happen, but we have to be sure that during the whole season we are a strong team, that we have our style of football and we want to play this way and we will do it.
As you say, it's not necessarily about who you play and when you play them. It's who you've got playing for you. It's about the squad. Just finally, how close are you and are you beginning to make ground in terms of getting the squad the way you want it? Or is it still very early?
It's, to be fair, for me as a manager, it's too late. But the reality is it's too early. Why? Because I would like to have the squad ready and then say, this is the team, and then start working with them the 1st of July. But it's impossible in modern football now with agents around, with the Euros, a lot of people goes there and they don't work. So I'm really surprised. You try to work during the summer when the transfer window is open and some technical directors are away, so you cannot find them, then you cannot do deals. But we have three or four things ready. Mm-hmm. It's just that we have to start with the first one and then we have two or three that I think that we can do it in 1 week. But we can say nothing because the person that is the responsible in this team, is away. He will come back on Friday, for example. That you have to wait until he's here, and then you finish the deal. The deal is nearly done, but he has to sign. So then for our fans to say that we are working very hard, it's not easy now, the market, because the prices are so high, but we are fine. If we can do our business, we have three or four things ready. And when I say ready, it's really, really nearly there.
Yeah.
But we are waiting for someone that is working in another club, and then he needs to come back and sign the document. So it's football now.
Those three or four, is that players coming into the club or players going out of the club?
We are working both sides. But the main thing, the priority now, is to be sure that we are bringing the players that we need.